Okay, so today we're going to be diving into the world of WordPress.
Ooh, fun.
It is fun when it's working,
Yes.
but sometimes it gets a little hairy.
It can.
And specifically, we're going to be talking about plugins and when those plugins decide that they don't want to play nice with each other.
Yeah, and how to deal with that.
Exactly.
It's a problem every WordPress site owner faces at some point or another.
Yeah, if you've got a WordPress website, you've probably at least dabbled in the world of plugins, and they let you do so much cool stuff.
They really do. It's like almost anything you can imagine. It's
Yeah.
probably a plugin for it.
Security taking payments, building out these really elaborate contact forms.
Yeah, like there are some really powerful plugins out there that can just completely change your website.
Totally, but and we're going to link to some of these in the show notes too, so you can check them out.
Yeah, definitely.
But today's deep dive is about like what happens when those things start to clash
and what to do about it, because it can be a real drag when you install a new plugin expecting it to do this one awesome thing and
Right?
suddenly your site's broken.
Totally. Or your site's loading really slowly, or something's just not working right.
Oh, the
It's like, what
worst.
did I do?
We know.
I just wanted this one little feature, and now everything's messed up.
Exactly. Or even worse, you have a security vulnerability because of some outdated plugin.
That's right. Security is a huge
It's
concern
huge.
when it comes to plugin conflicts because you might have a plugin that's, it hasn't been updated in years and it has known security holes that hackers can exploit.
That's a good segue to kind of the genesis of this deep dive. And we've been looking at this article by Chris Bradley
Yes.
from Double Dome Digital Marketing. And he's got a lot of really great insights from, years of working with WordPress sites.
He really does. He's got a lot of experience to share.
Yeah, so we're going to kind of use his insights to guide our discussion today.
Sounds good.
So yeah, I mean, one of the first things that he talks about is how these conflicts actually happen.
Right.
Like what's the root cause of this problem?
Yeah, it's not always obvious,
Right.
why two plugins would suddenly decide they don't like each other.
Right.
But one of the most common reasons is just that plugins get old.
Okay.
Developers stop supporting them, they move on to other projects, and the
Yeah.
plugins are left kind of languishing.
Right, they're not getting those updates.
Exactly. And so they're not compatible with the latest versions of WordPress or with other plugins that have been updated.
It's like when you try to run like the newest iOS on your iPhone 4.
Exactly.
It's just not
It's
gonna
just
work.
not going to happen.
Yeah.
And that's a recipe for disaster because it can cause all sorts of problems.
Totally. So that brings us to, I think, what Chris Bradley calls the golden rule of
Oh,
WordPress.
yes, the golden rule.
And that's backups.
Backups.
Seriously, you can't emphasize it enough. So, for our listeners, why is this the first thing you should think about before you even start like messing around with plugins?
I mean, imagine you install a plugin and suddenly your website's completely gone.
Oh my God.
Or it's just white screen of death.
Disaster.
Yeah, it's a disaster. But if you have a backup, you can just restore your site to the way it was before you install that plugin.
Like a time machine.
Exactly. It's like hitting the undo button.
Undo.
And, Chris Bradley, he really emphasizes this idea of the 3-2-1 rule for backups.
3, 2, 1.
Yeah.
What is that?
So it means having three copies of your website,
Three.
three total copies.
Okay.
So all your files in the database.
Got it.
And then you want to store those copies in at least two different places locally. So maybe one copy on your computer's hard drive
Okay.
and another on an external hard drive or a USB stick.
Okay.
And then the one in the 3-2-1 rule is keeping at least one copy off-site.
Offsite.
Yeah. So this could be a cloud storage service like Dropbox or Google Drive, or even a physical hard drive that you keep at a friend's house.
Okay.
This is important because if something happens to your primary location, like a fire or a flood,
Right.
you don't want to lose all your backups.
Makes sense.
So that's the 3-2-1 rule.
3, 2, 1. Got it.
Yeah.
Okay, so you've got your backups, like you're backing up religiously.
Yes.
What's the next thing on the
Okay,
list?
so the next big thing is keeping everything updated.
Everything.
Everything.
So like WordPress itself?
Yes,
Yeah.
WordPress itself, your theme,
Okay.
and all of your plugins.
Plugins.
Yes,
Okay.
even the security plugins.
Even the security plugins.
Because even those need to be updated.
Oh, okay.
And the reason for this is that updates often include security fixes.
Got it.
Developers are constantly finding and patching vulnerabilities in their software.
Okay.
And so if you're not keeping things updated, you're leaving your site open to attack.
So it's like you're locking the doors and windows. Yeah.
Exactly. You're making it much harder for hackers to get in.
Okay, cool.
But it's important to remember that you should always back up your site before updating anything.
Oh, right, yeah.
Just in case something goes wrong.
Just in case.
Because sometimes updates can cause conflicts, too.
Ah.
And you don't want to be stuck with a broken site.
No.
So backup first, update second.
Got it. Backup first, update second.
Yeah. And Chris Bradley, he also mentions that it's important to keep your third-party security software updated, too.
Third-party security software.
Yeah. So this is stuff like your antivirus software.
Yeah.
Your firewall.
Got it.
Anything that's protecting your computer or your network.
Okay.
Because if those things are outdated, they can also be vulnerabilities.
Right. So it's not just about WordPress. It's about like your whole ecosystem.
Exactly. It's about your whole digital ecosystem.
Got it.
Keeping everything secure.
Okay. So we're backing up. We're updating what's next.
Okay. So the next tip is to be a detective.
A detective.
Yes, a detective.
Okay. I'm intrigued.
So this is about being proactive and looking for signs of plugin conflicts.
Okay.
Because WordPress doesn't always tell you when something's wrong.
Right. It's not like you get a little pop-up that says, hey, these two things are fighting.
Yeah. I wish it were that easy.
I know, right?
But unfortunately, it's not.
So how do you be a detective? Like, what are you looking for?
So Chris Bradley, he suggests a couple of things.
Okay.
First, you can ask your visitors for feedback.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah, because they might be the first to notice if something's not working right.
Right, like if a page is loading slowly or if a form isn't submitting.
Exactly. They're the ones using your site, so they're the ones who are going to experience the problems firsthand.
Makes sense.
And then the second thing you can do is test your plugins yourself.
Test them?
Yeah.
Okay.
So you can deactivate all your plugins and then reactivate them one by one.
One by one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And see if you notice any problems after reactivating a specific plugin.
Ooh, so it's like a process of elimination.
Exactly. It's a process of elimination.
Okay, cool.
And then you can also try activating different combinations of plugins.
Okay.
To see if there's a conflict between two specific plugins.
Got it. Okay.
So it takes a little bit of time.
Yeah.
But it's a really effective way to find the culprit.
To solve the mystery.
Yes, to solve the mystery.
So, okay, let's say you've you know, donned your detective hat.
Yes.
You found the plugin that's causing the trouble.
The bad guy. Yeah.
What do you do? What's the next step?
Okay, so this is where it might be time to say goodbye to some of your plugins.
Ooh, okay.
Specifically, any plugins that are no longer supported by their developers.
Okay.
Because as we talked about earlier, outdated plugins are much more likely to cause conflicts.
Right.
And they can also have security vulnerabilities that are no longer being patched.
Oh, that's scary.
Yeah, it is.
So is it really that important to get rid of a plugin just because it's not supported?
I mean, if it's still working, why bother?
Yeah, right? Like, what's the big deal?
Well, the big deal is that it's a risk.
Okay.
It's a security risk and it's a stability risk.
Okay.
You know, you never know when that unsupported plugin is going to cause a problem.
Got it.
And when it does, it could be a big problem.
Okay, so what do you recommend people do?
So, Chris Bradley, he recommends finding new supported alternatives.
Alternatives.
Yeah.
So if you're using an unsupported plugin, look for a plugin that does the same thing but is actively maintained.
Okay. It might take a little bit of research.
Yeah.
But it's worth it.
For peace of mind.
Yeah, for peace of mind.
So, okay, you've done all this. You're backing up. You're updating. You're being a detective. You're getting rid of those unsupported plugins.
Yeah, you're a WordPress pro.
But what if somebody's listening to this and they're like, oh my God, I don't have time for all this.
Right.
Like, I've got a business to run.
Exactly.
I don't want to be messing around with WordPress plugins all day.
I hear you.
What do they do?
Well, in that case, you might want to consider getting professional help.
Professional help. So like hiring somebody to manage your website for you?
Exactly.
Okay.
And Chris Bradley, he points out that a lot of hosting companies and WordPress support services offer this kind of service.
Okay.
So they can handle things like updates, backups, security monitoring.
So it's like turnkey website maintenance.
Yeah, exactly.
And that can be a really good option for people who are busy or who just don't want to deal with the technical stuff.
Yeah, it takes the stress out of it.
Totally.
You can focus on your business and let the professionals handle your website.
Awesome.
So yeah, that's another option to consider.
Okay, great. So let's recap,
right?
Just to make sure everybody's got this.
Yeah.
So what are the four key takeaways here for resolving plugin conflicts?
Okay, so number one, always back up your website.
Backup.
Number two.
Keep everything updated.
Updated.
Repress your theme, your plugins.
Got it.
Number three, be a detective. Look for signs of plugin conflicts.
Be a detective.
Yes.
And number four, remove any unsupported plugins.
Say goodbye to those old plugins.
Exactly.
And just to really hammer this home,
yeah.
What are the risks of ignoring these plugin conflicts?
I mean, the risks are serious.
Yeah.
You could end up with a website that doesn't work properly.
Right.
That's loading slowly.
Yeah.
That's vulnerable to attack.
Right. That's bad.
Yeah, it's bad news.
So just a final thought for our listeners.
Okay.
Take a look at your WordPress plugins.
Yes.
How many of them are actually supported?
Right. Are they up to date?
Yeah. Are they getting regular updates?
And if not, are there any alternatives that you could be using that are more secure and more stable?
Awesome. Great advice.
Yeah, I think so.
And just to reiterate, this is all coming from Chris Bradley.
Yes.
Who's the co-founder of Double Dome Digital Marketing.
Right. He's got a lot of experience.
He does.
But,
so this is not just, you know, somebody talking off the top of their head.
No.
This is real world experience.
Real world advice.
So that's it for this deep dive.
Thanks for listening.
Until next time.
See ya.